One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh, let me ask you, as the biggest hater in the world, who did you want to lose?
I was happy with a draw. I went in the draw. And when Haaland scored, what did you think?
Bro, again, that minute of doubt, broski. Do you know what it was?
Did he have that thing on his shirt then?
What?
Stay humble, eh?
No, I didn't say anything.
What?
Didn't say
it.
Oh, man,
this
I saw that on
madman.
Didn't you watch the game?
Bro, but you see, sometimes it could take clips of, when it's celebrating, it can take, the camera can go somewhere
else. You was wrong. Go back. He got that different box.
Bro, I was watching it on Australian
commentators.
Yeah.
They might show him a different celebration, yeah. You know.
G'day, mate. G'day, we got a big derby. G'day.
This is a meal, not a protein shake.
Meet Huel, today's sponsor.
That is spelled H-U-E-L, the global nutrition brand that is trusted by over 400 million people.
Their Black Edition ready-to-drink is a complete meal in a bottle.
High in protein, low in sugar, packed with all the nutrients your body needs to feel its best. You know what it's like in the morning, Paul.
Come on.
You never really have time to cook a proper breakfast, let alone a healthy one. So just grab a Huel. You got a healthy breakfast on the go. It's easy, it's affordable.
It tastes good.
I won't lie, it tastes good. There you go, man.
Don't believe us. Take the leap and join the community of Huligans with our exclusive offer.
Go to huel.com/filthyfellas where new customers get 10% off plus a free gift.
Come on, that's huel.com/filthyfellas for 10% off and a free gift.
Unlock a healthier, easier way to eat with Huel so you can focus on what really matters. Can you drive?
No.
You never driven a car.
So there's a difference between not having a license and not being able to drive. Like, yeah, they're two different things.
100%.
It is two different 100%. Things.
100%. But you're saying you can't drive.
I've driven a car.
Can you drive?
100%.
I've driven a car.
Look at this guy, bro.
You're a fool.
If I was going to put money on anyone here being able to drive, I'd say Jordy probably.
Yeah, I could drive.
Drive, though.
You drive manual, though?
I could drive, yeah.
Manual?
Yeah, I could drive.
Can you drive manual?
Yeah,
I just ain't seen you behind the wheels.
No,
nah,
but when you haven't seen someone drive, you can't picture them driving.
Yeah. I wouldn't get behind I'd have to. You have to pull up for me to get in the car with you. I'm not leaving here and getting in the car with you. I ain't seen you drive.
You need some visual proof that you can
Mark
move this car.
Marcus taught me that. He was going back from Manchester. I said, "Oh, let my man drive your car, but Woodsy."
So let no chance.
What is that? I can drive, bro. I can do this. Man said, bro, you're going to have to get your own car and drive back.
I hate that.
I'm tired.
I ain't seen you drive and now you're driving back from Manchester. I'm not taking no chance.
Back from Manchester is a madness.
That's crazy,
not even
like.
That. From Wolverham.
I've known you so long, I've never seen you do it.
Manchester.
Boys, Not Like Us won 5 Grammys.
It won 5? I thought it was 3.
It was 5. It was 3 when I went to bed. It was 5 when I woke up.
Oh my god.
It won like
Lord.
Best video, best rap song, best
rap performance.
Best rap performance.
Best artist, male artist or something like that.
Yeah, and there's
I'm sorry.
One, 5.
I have to back Drake. That is a man's pressing the button, getting out of
there. Hundo. Million. That's the people. I was about to say that. That's the people. That's the power. That's the machine.
They're trying to treat him Drake like Arsenal, but it's cool.
How? Arsenal are killing it right now. Champions elect.
You know what? That top's hard, but you should have washed it.
I did wash it.
Should have washed it. It's mad. That's why it's mad.
Yeah, it's because it's old washed school. I bought this from JD Sports.
Haven't you got like the, what's that thing called? Get rid of all of these.
Nah, man.
The D-bubbler.
Yeah, nah. Man. To make it look a little more.
Nah. Nah. Ah, well, in other news, Jey Uso won the Royal Rumble. Does anyone care?
Who's that?
Did he?
Speed.
Yeah. Yeet. What? It was him, man.
One of the twins.
Did you say
Speed?
Yeah. Oh, Speed got moved.
Speed got her up.
You like men in tights and greased up tops, naked, dancing around. I respect it, I respect it. Live your truth.
Oh, you say you prefer your men in shorts and knee-high socks.
And boxing gloves. And boxing gloves, yeah. And with boxing gloves on, yeah.
Everyone's got a preference.
So you're saying everyone's got a preference, right?
Yeah. Prefer them with gloves on.
Everyone's got a preference.
Gloves on, man.
A dominatrix thing, yeah.
Did you see that boxer? Did you see, what's his name again?
With the Tims. With the Tims.
Yeah, Tims
and the jeans.
And the yeah.
Punch him, man, up.
Surely he won, though.
He won.
Yeah, he had to win.
He had to win.
They were saying after Central C tried to say that he bust tracks. It's in there. They tried to say, no, this is what we think of when we think about people in New York.
Yeah. But the New York people were like, you didn't bust us on Tech Fleece. Man was like, listen, in old 12, you lot was doing up triple XL t-shirts.
Yes, sir.
You had string holding up your shorts. Yes, sir. Like, Lawas, you were no drip lords. Pause.
Yeah, they're trying to say New York 2013 Tech Fleeces, but it's like, I see someone say, boy, episode one of Top Boy was out in like 2010. So what we...
So yeah, it's true.
What are we doing here?
And forget that's Top true. Boy, man, that Tech Fleece is before that, but no, he definitely had a
yeah,
top.
Nah, but he was born in a Tech Fleece. Yeah, Tech Fleeces are from 013. That was the first Tech Fleece. 100.
013?
Was it?
Yeah, 100%. The one with the strings.
You're talking to a Tech Fleece man, you know?
He was there to open the grand door. But I didn't
see,
know.
No one argued.
I didn't know what I was doing when I copped that. It was just a tracksuit. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I started.
Yeah, but at the same time, I just remember tracksuits just being a London thing anyway.
You got to do it now on this platform and say, I started. Look
I
at that camera.
Start. I didn't start.
So we can clip it up.
I
started Tech
start.
Fleece.
My end started it.
All right, so did you start? Did you start it before Central C though?
No, 100% Northwest. It's not Central. It's no,
you know what?
Tech.
You lot was wearing them with like Clarks and Raggers and that. Like that.
Oh, he's a fool. He's a fool.
The OG triple.
I see the youth them wearing it with Uggs though, you know.
What?
Yeah. That's what the youth them do,
look at the two olders.
It's mad.
He can't believe this kind of...
I'm Uggs gang, though.
Nah, I don't even know. I'm trying to think, what Uggs are they talking about?
No, Uggs, bro. The boot. The actual... Is there other Uggs?
There's different styles of Uggs.
No, but the main...
The main boot one.
Yeah, little boots. The little boots.
Hey,
man should even wear them boots anyway.
You know Uggs lost their name outside of Australia?
Yeah.
What are they called? Since 1974 or something?
Uggs since... There's a book Uggs. There's Uggs and Uggs.
So they're only Uggs in Australia?
Since 1974.
Now, the Ugg that everyone knows Uggs for...
It's only on Australia.
Only Ugg in Australia.
Australia's not even cold. That's a bum. That's like a t-shirt.
Yeah, you don't need furry shoes in Australia.
It's not even cold over there, blood.
Muggs, you watch NBA.
Yeah.
What do you think of Luka Doncic going to the Lakers? Does anyone know what that means?
Heartbroken.
I support Lakers.
I need to.
I didn't know we had him though.
I didn't know we got him. We still got Kyrie.
Yeah, the Mavs still got Kyrie.
No, I said the Lakers got Kyrie.
Lakers never
you
had
got
him.
LeBron.
See, you're just saying stuff. Don't
so
worry.
Wait. LeBron was with Kyrie though.
That was in the Cavaliers.
Oh, that's my team. That's my team. That's my team.
Cleveland.
That's my team. Is Kyrie still there?
Oh, no,
he's in
no,
the Mavs.
He just told you he's at the Mavs. Alright, who's the Mavs? What state?
Mavericks.
Go on. Where are they from?
Mitsubishi.
What, Michigan?
Wait.
No.
Mississippi.
A move, man.
Mavericks.
Yeah.
What's that? Like a bird?
Bro, what is the city? What is the city before the name Mavericks? It's location Mavericks. What's this location?
I don't know, man. I'll be real.
Texas.
Okay, no, you're close. You're close. It's in Texas. Close. I was going to say
Dallas.
Yes.
Dallas.
Well done.
On God, I've never heard that. Dallas Mavericks.
Never heard of that in my life.
Hey, Dallas Cowboys, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys,
I heard of, yeah.
That's another sport.
Houston's the Rockets.
Houston Rockets. Now, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Who's Arsenal's one?
What?
Who's ain't Stan?
Conker, he has. He's got a football team, no?
Oh, the Giants.
Oh, okay. What? The OK?
Kansas City Chiefs. Is he the Chiefs? Oh, we're going to look stupid.
The Chiefs is me, dude.
Chiefs is
me. The Chiefs is me.
They're top boys.
A Chief meant you were easier. Shut up, you Chiefs.
Yeah, but that's what Patrick...
You're saying, isn't it?
Nah, Patrick Mahomes, the coldest quarterback probably in the history of the world.
Oh, I thought you still won basketball.
This episode of Filthy is sponsored by Saily.
Saily is the new eSIM service brought to you by the creators of NordVPN.
With Saily, you get access to eSIMs in over 180 different countries and 8 regions.
So you'll have connections wherever you are, poet.
Anyone been abroad? No Wi-Fi? No service? No connection?
Well, with Saily, you can stay connected wherever you are in the world, like Margs, who's going to Gambia.
Download it once and pick a plan from over 180 countries and install the eSIM. Simple.
Saily will activate itself immediately upon landing,
so you don't have to worry about roaming charges or Wi-Fi.
Download the Saily app and use our code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout. Get an exclusive 50% off your first purchase.
Sally
on the daily.
Oh. I like that.
Remember, you can download Sally in the App Store by scanning the QR code on the screen.
So, boys, yeah, the reason I brought up Luka Doncic going to the Lakers is because I haven't seen a transfer come out of the blue like that since I was a kid.
That was crazy.
It was confirmed. Like,
well, is that like Sol Campbell business? I'm not in the NBA.
Slyly.
It's like City doing a player swap and just giving them Haaland, giving Brighton Haaland and taking Danny Welbeck.
What?
Yeah, everyone was like, excuse me?
So what, Lakers is Haaland? Lakers is Brighton?
I
understand where you're coming
from. So is Lakers Brighton?
He's talking about the nature of the players.
So let me ask you this, yeah? So there's no real transfers in basketball?
No.
No, it's just trades. It's all trades, yeah.
Yeah? But I don't understand. Why?
You give up your picks, innit? So they've got such a pool. I know this. Right. I don't really know about basketball, but they've got such a they've got such a big pool in terms of university and players and stuff, yeah? That the bottom team gets the first seed, if I'm right.
Yeah.
And you can trade it. So they can say, give me Lippy and I'll give you my first pick. Do you get what I'm saying?
For next year.
And then that's how good teams get.
Teams get the young
Yeah.
The youth with the WAP, what's his name?
John Moran.
Yeah. He was one of them. No, he had a machine.
Two times.
But you see, that's I like basketball, but this is why I kind of not really rate it, yeah? Because one player can make a team go from to good.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
One man.
That used to be football back in the day.
That's more harder nowadays because they've been building up super teams. Every team's got, like, they do like the big three and every team's got a lot of pieces, you get me? So it's harder now for one player.
Where's Steph Curry? Is he still at the
Warriors? Yeah.
He's our NBA correspondent.
Oh, is it?
No, I rock with NBA.
I'm the NBA reserves correspondent then, because
it's true. You've done your thing there.
Lippy said, man that watch NBA and all that don't know nothing about football. And I was like, that's a crazy shot.
It's not about that. I didn't say that. I said you've been through a thing to make you go watch NBA. Yeah, like you had to, you didn't. Yeah, when you lot was winning treble and that, you didn't know.
United was a good team when I was watching NBA.
It's an older man thing. It's an old, a lot of my age and
older
watch basketball.
I can't allow you lot, yeah? Allen Iverson, them man, like these, they were world, yeah, but they were, what's my man? Jason Kidd, Rare Tech, like I had NBA 2003, yeah. NBA Live, it was cold.
One sec, your era is Penny Hardaway, not Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson's my era, you know, I know Allen Iverson. He got in trouble in the bowling alley.
Who's Stoudemire?
No, Allen.
There's someone called Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire. Yeah. Let's go football. Alright, so Lippy, do you want to talk your shit or do you want to talk transfers?
I want to say something about transfers, yeah?
Go on then, we're going to go transfers.
Okay. Because Arsenal going to get their praise, man. Miles, Skelly Louise, Code. Like, gang.
Wait, what? Huh? Don't do that.
You have to Brazilian his name. You have to make his name Brazilian. You have to, bro.
Oh, he's making a Brazilian. It's coming from Loons, you know. That could have been Louise from Salford. I didn't know who it was, you know what I'm saying?
Loons, you wanted to start, so go.
Transfers are a unique thing, right? I didn't know, like, the biggest trait or transfer for me, right, isn't Sol Campbell, it's Luis Figo from Barca to Real.
They threw a pig's head at him.
Yeah. And I found out something on the weekend. He only done that move because he tried to make 25 million. Mm-hmm. But continue.
What?
He tried to make what? Money himself?
Like. Yeah.
So why couldn't you wait?
I was just going to say about transfers.
Now, but let's talk about transfers, though.
All right, let's go to transfers.
Because there's one thing, we've never spoken about these people on the show, innit? And they run social media for the majority of the season, football social media, especially now, transfer window.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
ITKs, bro.
What's an ITK?
In the know. So there's Fabrizio. He's like half ITK, half journalist, mm-hmm. innit? So it's like he'll report things, innit? So he'll be like, oh, someone else has said this. But you've got these youths on Twitter that their job is strictly to just have no picture of themselves and say that they spoke to
this person,
uncle yesterday. Yeah.
We were calling them cabbies. We're calling them like cab
Broski,
drivers.
They're killing me.
WhatsApp news.
They're killing. No, because bro, look, remember we was in the Adidas thing. I said you lot are get. I said it's out of us lot. Who's gonna get the Matthias Tell you?
Yeah.
Now no one's getting Tell. Then it's we're getting Ollie Watkins. No, now we're not getting Ollie Watkins.
We could have told you that.
Could you have told me that Rashford was going Villa a week ago? Because my thing is, if this is what these ITK man who no one said was talking about that. They're just talking about all these ones that's not going to happen.
I think Villa was last minute.
It was last minute. What do you think of that move?
I think it's good for him.
He's going to play Champions League football.
I think it's as good as it is. I think if I told you Rashford is going to go Villa at the end when he's, how old is he?
27.
26,
27. Yeah, you'd have said.
But the truth is, he had to get out of there. But I think Barca's the one that he really wanted.
Yeah.
Barca can't afford him. And even if they could afford him, they arguably got the best front three in the world at the minute. So his game time would have been thing anyway. Yeah. He's going to go Villa. He's going to get Champions League. It's not terrible. It's probably an improvement on United at the minute.
Man United are only bigger and better than Villa in terms of the name.
Stature, yeah.
Times, when it goes down to the 11 that goes on the pitch, gaffer, playing football where you are, Villa are better than, and streets better.
Do you think he starts and plays well in that team?
Of course, on the left.
Starts well, but their adrenaline will wear out quick.
I think it's egg on the face. And it's not an old shame.
It's not egg on his face, is it? They want to get rid of him.
Getting rid of Antony and getting rid of Rashford, and then if you do not get an attacker in, it's going to be egg on your face. That's what I think.
It's not egg on
if
your
you don't
face.
Get... No, because why would you let these guys out on loan and weaken yourself?
No, they're not playing, Luz.
He's not in the match squad, bro. He hasn't played since December.
How are you weakening a squad of a player that doesn't participate?
Do you know why, though? Look, we let go of Reece Nelson, Smith Rowe, even, what's his name? Fabio Vieira. Yeah? Bro, there's been points this season where even if it was for 20 minutes, we needed them, bro. 100%.
My man said he played a goalkeeper coach before he plays Rashford. The guy's not in the squads.
No, but Lippy, look at it like this, yeah? If Rashford doesn't want to play for Manchester United, it seems. Oh, one second. He doesn't seem like he wants to play for Manchester United. He hasn't really played well since last season, the season before that. So for me, this is a liability in your team. Even having him in the squad, knowing he's not going to do anything, but he's there, is just taking up brain space. Someone like that, get rid of them so you're consistently thinking how you can improve the side. Because by having him there and he's not doing anything, subconsciously you're like, don't worry, that's resolved. But it's actually not resolved, Lippy.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right for once, man. No, real talk.
No, he might be right, but I'm saying he's not doing nothing, and that's due to the manager's choice. End of the day, Ruben Amorim's first game, who scored his goal? Who scored the first goal for Ruben Amorim? Rashford.
Did you watch that game against Ipswich? Hoyland scored, Xerxes scored.
Did you watch the game? Yes, he weren't the worst on the pitch.
No, bro, it's not just a manager thing. You're making out like the manager's scapegoat in Rashford.
He is.
The whole organisation want to move on from him. There's been problems with different managers, and you're just talking about Amorim's scapegoat. That's a lie.
What other manager had a problem?
Ten Hag, everybody.
So why did, I didn't know Ten Hag. Ten Hag was very outspoken about Sancho. Why wouldn't he be outspoken about Rashford?
He dropped him from squads for him going out night before games, bro.
Night before games, cool. But my man says he's not a good trainer. Eric Ten Hag wasn't scared to say Jadon Sancho ain't training well. Wait, let me land. Weren't scared to say he was going to say something. So I was looking at you.
I wasn't saying anything.
I just, you know, yield. You're saying, innit? Yield. You're saying, innit? Yeah. So he weren't scared to say, my man is not training well. My man's not training well. So why was Eric Ten Hag protecting
Rashford? Can I answer that question?
Why?
Can I answer that question? Because that plan didn't turn out well for Erling Ten Hag. So then why would you go and deploy it again? Calling out Sancho in the immediate present looked good, but moving forward...
But moving forward,
Sancho's at Chelsea and Ten Hag's in the job centre. So I don't think it was the greatest.
Can I just say something?
Go on, Mark.
Over the last few seasons, maybe bare years, the players have been moving crazy, yeah? And there's been nothing but player power in Manchester United. They've got bare good managers sacked. But everybody knows it's easier to get rid of one person than it is to get rid of 11. Yeah, well, decent managers, at the very least, decent managers. Managers that have forwarded and done a decent job and they've got them out of there, yeah? And it's like, Ineos and them lot have changed it. The player power's gone. They're going to support the manager.
And whoever ain't rocking, whoever ain't on board, is gonna get out of there. And it makes sense because you gotta change it up. You've been doing it the other way all this time. These men on crazy wages and don't respect themselves and And it's not been it's got the team where it is today. It's different now.
You lot are crazy because you lot are just always cause this is the new manager, he's the truth. This is what man. You see one thing I'm gonna say to you, yeah? People married the wrong people, people employ the wrong people in jobs. This guy seems to me like he's the wrong guy.
He hasn't done nothing to show he's the wrong guy.
He's lost 7 times this season, more than any... Jose Mourinho didn't lose 5 times in a row. 5 times at home for Man United in the 2 seasons he was there. Alex Ferguson did it in like 300 games.
You just said they're media managers.
So why can't both things be true? Why can't he be the wrong manager and Rashford still have to move on?
I think I just think sometimes... Yeah. But Man United fans just think, oh, he's right because he's our new gaffer and we see and feel what he's saying.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, cool. But back to the transfer of Rashford.
Terrible take. Yeah.
You think Amren got it wrong because he's rubbish? You think he got it wrong because he's rubbish?
I think he's better than Garnacho.
All right, cool.
He definitely is. Uh-huh.
Who is?
Rashford, bro.
Yeah, but how good do you think Garnacho is?
That's now. When Garnacho drops off, what are they gonna do?
He's been dropped off.
No, Garnacho's playing well now. For one, for two, Rashford hasn't played well for over a year. What are you believing in? Your dad that
there's
says
no
he's,
backup,
it's like your dad saying every weekend no I'm coming. He's not coming.
Right, hold on. There's no backup.
Your dad's not coming.
Hold
my
on
guy.
2 seconds. Let's be really real, yeah?
Please.
I looked on the Google thing yesterday to pre the United.
The Google thing.
Yeah, the United lineup. Kobbie Mainoo up front.
Oh, that is crazy.
He, my man is fried. Fried. Don't tell me about nothing.
My man's trying to play him in the double.
No, no, listen.
We told you, it's not it. Played him in the 10. Your gaffer don't know what he's doing.
Say he played well.
The first, I'm not saying all of them, that whole front three, because he put his card out on the desk. He don't rate his strikers. He's going to go and get a new 9. He's showing you. He's pursuing with these players to show everybody and show you that these ain't ready. I've got to do my thing. He's not happy with Højlund or Xerxes. It didn't work for the whole game, but I watched the first 15, 20 minutes here. Them three up front, Garnacho, Ahmad, and
Ahmad was playing right back.
No, he didn't. He didn't start there. The three up top, the way they're interchanging and all that, like, guy defensively, it was still shaky. That's why Palace was threatening them on the counter and transition and all that. But going forward for the first 15, 20 minutes, it looked good, boy. It was fine. Like, it was fine. If he didn't watch the game to know.
I did watch it.
No, he didn't. Because you know you wouldn't have said that. Because you would have saw, innit? You get what I'm trying to say? It's easy to sit here and chat.
Go on, Lippy.
I know he didn't watch it.
The reason I'm not even deviating from, let's forget his form and everything, just... personnel-wise, innit? You've gone into January, yeah? 14th or whatever it is, yeah? You've got rid of the guy. Like, for me, when you're a manager, when you come into a team, you identify certain players as, like, these are guys that's been here, innit? Like, I look to them to get me out of it. Brother, he didn't get him out of it in, like, 2 games. And he's like, oh, look at my man. I'd rather play the goalkeeper coach. But he's
and the fans are all agreeing with
him. Yeah,
that. But look, so when people who know, when Rooney is telling you, my man's training with the kids in Carrington, and they're saying, are you shocked at what's going on? He says, I was shocked 2 years ago when it started. I'm not shocked by now.
But that's not about... That's Rooney, bro. That's Rooney. Anarim ain't Rooney, bro. Anarim just land. You are an idiot.
A man said, are you shocked what's happening with Rashford? He said, I was shocked when I found out 2 years ago. But at this point, I'm not shocked. He said, I spoke to Rashford bare times and I've told him he needs to leave. Everybody knows Rashford needs to go.
Cap.
Let me ask you
something. Has it cap?
Let me ask you something.
You know that you got bags under your eyes.
If on a comparison thing, if Billy came here tomorrow and gave us advice about how to do an episode, are we following that advice?
Why not?
He's a youth, bro.
Nah, man. You're being ageist.
It's as simple as that.
I'll listen to Billy.
Hear me out. That point does not correlate with what's happening here, but it sounds good for the premise of the convo.
I hear what he's saying.
Because Billy's Rashford, isn't it?
Billy's Anarim.
Who's Billy in this?
Billy's Anarim. No, listen, just let me land.
Rooney.
No, I'm not talking. No, let me just land. It's my story. It's my story.
All right, baby champ.
Yeah. So. So in this scenario, yeah, Billy, yeah, is trying to. Let's say Billy's coming here, yeah, and he's gone. You know what, Lumos? I don't. Your do-rag's just here too much. Cut. What do you mean? Lumos has been here before. Yeah, Billy might be a little bit better than Lumos, but Lumos has been here.
No, you sound like you're doing sentimental then.
How's it sentimental? It's facts. Because
if Lumos, because if Billy's better than Lumos, Lumos get out of here, man.
Leave Lumos alone. Leave Lumos alone.
That's what we should do. We should leave Lumos alone.
Sorry, Lumos.
Hold on. So what you're saying is Anarim is going to be better for United than Marcus Rashford.
In the long run, yeah.
In the long run.
There's no long run, bro. There's no long run.
I'm not saying none of that. I said your story is sentimental and I think it's flawed. It's flawed.
Your Man United is a sentimental club, bro.
Quickly, 2 seconds then, yeah? Rashford is cut. You're still losing. Now what?
Now what?
Who's going to go next?
He hasn't even made match squads, match day squads.
Bro, he's got more. He's got main.
One second, Lippy, Loons. I don't understand why you lot think the Man United situation is a quick fix. Just because they got... Let me land. Just because Rashford's gone now, you can't expect everyone to just start winning next week. This is a process. So part of the process is getting people out of the club that do not want to play. And forget about the little time period that Almiron's been here. We've all seen enough of Marcus Rashford and Man United in the past year to say it's best for both parties. It's best for Manchester United and best for him that they separate. It's not that he's bad. It's just...
1 second. What the hell has got into you today?
What do you mean?
You are talking sense, bro. This is mad.
We'll see how it goes.
You see what, poet? You're speaking from hindsight.
Close this out.
Yeah, we're going to close it. I'm going to close it right now with this. It's hindsight what you're saying.
Yeah, 100.
Oh, cool. If Almiron gets it better. Right now, he's not getting it better. He's won. How many games has he won?
Man United have been bad for a little while. And Rashford's been part of that bad process. Ship them all out.
I think we're only bad in the league, to be honest.
We're undefeated in Europe.
What's that?
It weren't 3 wins out of 12 games.
He's undefeated in Europe.
It's worse now.
Yeah, but
it's worse.
Does it matter that he's undefeated in Europe? Does it matter? No, it doesn't.
Who did you play?
Oh, that is who you played. Whatever.
Boys, I'm going to close out on this, even though we started talking about transfers. Ruben Amorim's next few games are teams that are below them in Everton, who got a new manager, Ipswich, who got a good striker, and Spurs, who are worse than us, but always beat us, by the way. But if Amorim lose them, Muggs, to that you say what?
I say it's a big problem, but we're staying with the manager at the end of the season.
Yeah.
We've got enough to stay up. Hopefully, I think we can hit the 30-point mark. We've got enough to stay up.
It's 40.
Well, I think we definitely got enough to stay up, so we'll be all right.
Lippy.
Yeah.
What do you think of PSR?
PSR. What does it stand for, first of all? Let's get that off.
Paul Smith Rowe? You just told me he was England future.
Hey, Creden De Bruyne, innit?
You are a fool.
Creden De Bruyne, innit?
Creden
De Bruyne.
It's killed Smith Rowe for no reason,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, because they beat Fulham time ago.
It was a bad win.
He's having a bad week, man. He's having a bad week.
I was thinking of something like that, though.
No, but there's clubs that have signed people this summer that have sold them this Jan. Yeah. For profits, by the way.
Oh, Jaden Philippine.
Lloyd Kelly.
He's good, though.
Lloyd Kelly's gone to Juventus.
They're going to have to. I think Chelsea have kind of got their head around that. They're saying financial fair play.
Basically.
They're saying after 18 to 2 years, 18 months to 2 years, anybody can go.
It's human trafficking.
When you sign someone, say you sign someone for 60 million over 5 years, it works out to 50 million a year. You can use that 40 million they brought in
Do you not think it's made the ugly?
I don't like it.
Why?
But it needed to happen, though.
Can't spend all they want.
Anybody. Newcastle's the richest team in the world and can't even go crazy. I just want people, if they got money, I want to see them spend it.
Nah, it needed to be stopped,
Floss,
man.
Where your chain, man? Man United was spending 30 million defenders in 2000. Yeah, 2000. Yeah.
Think about it.
25 years ago.
Think about when Mourinho comes.
Mm. Newcastle have spent like over their thing.
So now they got to get rid
they
of
don't sell. They don't sell, innit?
They don't sell.
Newcastle can't use the money that
but
they
got.
No, it's not fair. Look at Chelsea. Chelsea are basically a record label, fam. They just sign people and they sign people and shelf them. Van Ginkel, that guy had so
Jesus
much
Christ.
Promise. I don't even know where he is right now. Kakuta, I don't even know what happened to Kakuta. There are so many Chelsea players of the past that if this rule is not introduced...
Marco Marin,
bro. Yeah. Marco Marin was meant to be the new Messi.
But none of them were big though, really.
No, it's not about it being big though. I'm talking about that's what Chelsea are doing at the start. And at the start, it was big though. When they signed Glenn Johnson, that was big though. When we bidded for Sean Wright Phillips, 12 million, and then they come in and Chelsea are doing this and hoarding all of these people. Not to mention the fact that they got a good youth academy. Bruv, bring something in to make it an even playing field, bro.
Arsenal probably do need to sell, but I think right now they got their gun loaded. But
they need to buy.
They wait until summer to buy.
They need a forward, man.
They got that 60 M's right now to cash. But they get another 60 for Martinelli, that takes 120 into the summer, and they can get rough.
Don't say no.
I don't think it's like that though, because don't the money you get from like the Prem and everything tie into it. That's why you always got more money to spend in the summer. It can't just be we got 60 now and then it's gonna be 120.
No, you get money because you got 60 from you got 60 mil to spend, but you got like 50 mil from the Champions League. Your position there, Liverpool got 82 million for that. You got 50 mil.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's.
Yeah, it's not crazy. Black and white.
You see why they all can always spend in the summer, yeah? Because the financial year finishes in June, innit? So you go up to June and it's all about the financial year. And then the next financial year, you can spend more so they can go again.
He's saying that Pen Game tax.
Nah, that's tax.
Arsenal didn't need a striker when they beat City 4-1.
They battered them up. But it's not the same City, man. Four. It's not the same City. What they was trying against Arsenal was never going to work. Like, that whole tiki-taka stuff ain't working.
It ain't, yeah. But what you know what you lot aren't remembering? You see the 2-2 at the Etihad?
Mm.
If we had 10 men, we would have won that match easy.
He had 11, sorry.
Yeah. We would have won that match easy. Yeah, the way that match was going, we was on them. Because that's the match that Rodri went down. Straight away, they looked different. Straight away. Yeah, and it's just a thing where, like you said, that they're not the same.
They were trying to work the ball wide because they were not going to get through the middle through Gabriel and Saliba and Partey and Rice, right? Yeah, they're trying to work the ball wide to like the fullbacks and that, and then they get there and then they had no answers, they had no moves for them. And I thought it was like a one-off thing. They was doing it constantly, like getting the ball in the middle, giving it to Foden, and then just working it wide, and they get it wide, and then there's just nothing going on.
Do you know what their biggest problem is, though? Honestly, and I said it here last week when you lot were rating them arrogance about the Chelsea thing. I said, it's not even the arrogance. I said, look at the chances they concede for you to score.
Mm.
They're terrible.
It's arrogance, like, though.
Bro, some of the goals that we scored, I'm not trying, sorry to play it down, Arsenal fans. They were terrible goals. Yeah, I said Man City. I said it. Man City.
No. Give it to Dan, he said.
Forget Dan, bro. Come to you, lot. Come on now. Give me some damn flowers. Man City's defense is terrible. And again, and you can't. And sorry to cut you. You can't use the excuse of that young boy being there now. I told you the defense is terrible.
The way City defend has always been high risk, innit? I think the way most teams, even the way you lot. Not so much now, but when you lot had Mane and Salah and that, it was high risk.
Yeah, rock and roll, wasn't it? Rock and roll.
You get me? But it's a thing where...
It was quite scoring, isn't
it? And because it was so relentless, by the time you get that one or two chances, you're knackered, bro. That strikers has been pressing.
But on top of that, Ortega, you lot do have the best number two. Ortega, that's the number two. So you've got your number two starting, and within 4 minutes, he does that. The back line's dead, depressed off the back of that.
Well, just to prove how much Arsenal own City in this game just gone, yeah? The Stay Humble Derby, if that's what they want to call it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Ifeanyi Nwaneri's goal ended a sequence of 36 uninterrupted passes in a move that lasted a minute and 54 seconds and involved every Arsenal outfield player. It was the longest passing move leading to a Premier League goal since September 23.
Who was that? Was that Arsenal as well?
I don't know if it was Arsenal as well.
Nah, September. Nah.
No.
That's not Arsenal. That's not Arsenal month. Nah, it might have been. Weren't that when we first started getting
that's
good?
That's not Arsenal month. What's an Arsenal month?
Oh, it might have been. That might have been. Yeah, that's when I started betting you like all at football. Remember?
Yeah.
And everyone was saying.
Everyone was like.
Man City didn't touch the ball after this goal either. It was the final kick of the game.
Ah, I remember that. Horrible.
But you see that game, yeah? When I watched it, honestly, yeah? You had the good 15 start and then the game was
even.
They scored and it's like you lot got mad on the big brother team.
I'm telling you.
Know what I'm saying, innit? Like, give me the pad.
Well, the deflection was a little bit
too deflection.
Lucky. No, but it was Partey's one. It was like 40 seconds later.
Yeah, but it was instant.
It was 38 seconds. That was a little bit fortunate.
I don't think it was fortunate. I think if you're playing football, but this is my thing, yeah. If you're playing football, if you're playing in a match yourself, FIFA, anything, yeah, you're 1-0 up, yeah, your opposition equalizes and you have that little minute of doubt. Within the minute
of
doubt.
If you concede, you're cooked.
Yeah, no, the thing is, within that minute of doubt, yeah, if you score,
you
become
it.
Fearless. Like, yeah, and especially when the goal is given to you. And we just knew that our tails were up, innit? We just started moving.
That's what I mean. That area that party's in, Rodri's meant to be there. On top of that, do you know how long he was dribbling and we're screaming shoot? And I'm thinking he's going to get tackled any minute now. Oh, no tackle.
Let me ask you something then. Forget hindsight, because it's easy to talk bossy in hindsight. When the game was happening and two things happened, when Havertz missed that sitter, what did you think?
I knew they were going to equalise, innit? It was like, we are not scoring after this goal. The next goal in this game is going to be a Man City.
And when Haaland scored, what did you think?
Bro, again, that minute of doubt, broski. Do you know what it was?
Did he have that thing on his shirt then?
I did. What?
Stay humble, eh?
No, I didn't say anything.
What?
Man,
this
I saw that on Twitter.
Mad. Did you watch the game?
Bro, but you see, sometimes it can take clips of, when they're celebrating, it can take, the camera can go somewhere else.
He got that different box. He got that different box.
Bro, I was watching it on Australian
commentators.
Yeah.
They showed him a different celebration. Yeah. You know?
G'day, mate. G'day. We got a big derby. G'day.
I was rubbing my hands. I was thinking, all right, cool. We're going to get a game. I wanted to go down to like the last 80 minutes and then one of them nick a winner. Oh, let me ask you, as the biggest hater in the world, who did you want to lose?
I was happy with a draw. I wanted a draw. I hear that.
You had the game, though?
Yeah, I was there.
You want to go to a match and watch a draw?
Yeah.
Someone needs to die.
How can I think? I don't want City to win. I didn't want Arsenal to win. Like, I wanted a draw. I just wanted a good game of football. I just wanted a good competitive game of football, and I didn't get it. It was a drumming.
I was saying to the guys, at one point, just before the 1-1, it was dead silent. It was so
Well, the City fans were cooking.
What hybrid library? Bro.
It wasn't like a library thing like that, that Lowit. It was more a chess match. The game was so
tense. Was you there?
Oh, when it was 1-0.
Come on, fam, box
living. When it was 1-0.
It was 1-0. Yeah. Second half, I was thinking to myself, oh my Lord, like, this is tense, bro.
But it's like what he said. The way you replied to the goal and answer back was out of this world.
Straight away,
and then from then, just
that's
domination.
Yeah, bro.
Just put it on them. And I was like, this is bullshit.
No, I'm cribbing it. You're right, because after they scored, I thought the game was gonna get spicy. Like, and Kona was on my dinner now.
Look at the goal. Let's talk about the goal. Yeah.
Which goal?
The Haaland's goal. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Savio, whatever his name. Mad turn. Dinked it.
What a header.
Yeah,
head is crazy.
People blaming Saliba. I don't. When a man jumps like that, what are you meant to do?
Now, if you watch it before the jump, he's here and he pulls him behind him. Like,
that game was too easy for Saliba. They were coasting. That game was too easy for them.
He wasn't concentrating.
But can we admit one thing though? Savinho 100% looks Brazilian, and Martinelli looks Welsh. That's not a Brazilian player, bro.
Yeah, but
That's Daniel James
he's
looking
Italian,
forward,
I told
bro.
You. Okay, no, sorry. I've got something to say about Skelly, yeah, because I've seen it before. Like, you know what it is, yeah?
Where have you seen this?
Can you tee up?
No. Let me go. Because I've probably seen this before, yeah? Because you know what it is, yeah? Obviously, you know, like, he's not like a proper fullback. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, he's not like he's bombing forward and doing anything crazy. Arsenal like to play with the four centre-backs. He's naturally a midfielder. So where he's young, he's doing the simple things. He's winning the ball back. He's passing it to the better players. Can't go wrong. If he steps into the midfield, because he's a midfielder, like, he can also make the... He's got a bit in front of him. Look what he's done in front of goal and all that. Proper decent. But don't gas him up too much, because you know who it reminds me of? Fosu Mensah.
Can I talk now? Let me talk now.
No, I've seen it. Because look, he's not good enough to play his position. He's not good enough to play in that midfield in your team, yeah?
What's that one there, Tunzumi?
Not guaranteed, yeah? Not when he has a struggle, but if he struggles at left back, yeah, you'll replace that because he's not good enough to play in his position. And then next thing you know, he goes on loan to Southampton. Then he's at FC 20.
Ah, so you've added your... No, wait, stop. Don't worry. You've added your seed of doubt.
No, there's no doubt because Fosu Mensah was a top player for them.
So Flowers.
Quality from... all right.
Quality
youngster. Quality
Lippy,
youngster.
Lippy, add your flowers.
Fosu Mensah. Go on, Lippy. What do you think
Lippy,
about
man.
That?
Lippy's had his gun mic, there man. From you starting talking.
To the mic.
Drop the mic, Lippy, man.
This one might even need a fire in the booth. Yeah, fire in the booth
it.
Bombs.
I'm just always holding it. Whole speech. But it's a thing where...
Gone on the table.
Yo, innit? Nah, let me be real, innit? Let's address the full story, innit?
Yeah, done, Marco.
My man weren't even meant to be there.
Come on.
Try to get him out of here systematically. We sat on this table, all of you, man. Oh, it was a lunge, it was a rare tear, but the Most High.
Yes!
Oh, what, you reckon God got involved?
Yeah, Justice League.
So technically, there's two guys in your 11 that shouldn't be there.
Who's that?
Don't get started.
No, don't do that, that's cheap.
Nah, the banner's off the table. I can't even. It's going to look like I'm protecting him now. Yeah, put that one away.
Sorry.
But now, all jokes aside, it's just, like we said, innit? Some things just it's just that moment, innit? Haaland, who are you? Rare. Scores, decent goal. I think keeper should have done better. But to run, do a celebration. Locking out, he batted him up before in the box. You know what? I think he's quality, man.
I think he's quality.
He's good.
As well.
He's good.
I think he's a quality player, honestly.
But
quality young. No. There's not a but yet. Quality.
However. On the other hand.
Who the hell was he when all Haaland asked that question? Because it's just like me and Marks being out, yeah? And then some little guy just steps in and says, hey. Like, who the hell are you, bro?
Yeah, but bro, in the same 12,
like,
in the same season,
you got
if the same season, you know who I am, then that stinks. Give it 3 years later, and
no,
then I've told you,
man,
no.
I'm gonna ask the
same.
Question.
You mean the return fixture? I'm banging it in.
He batted up.
Jesus.
Jesus. Okay. On a, you're an idiot, innit? Then Skelly's kind of tried to float around. Like, I'm gonna back my dogs. So he's trying to, like, who the hell are you, bro? And no, but I hear it. But you can't do that. And then know who a man is now. This way. It's bad.
And Lippy, worse than that. You can't do that and be struggling in Premier League, struggling in Champions League. You can't. You're struggling.
Yeah, Haaland are struggling. Haaland are doing
this
bad.
This is struggling.
Haaland are doing bad.
That's facts.
How many points are City behind Liverpool?
I don't even know.
You don't even know.
I don't know how much points you lot are behind us.
Six. 15. You do know.
I don't.
You do.
On my
do.
Life, I don't. Well, then, I don't worry
do
about
know,
behind.
I will pray for you when you walk out of here. Allow it.
All right.
Obviously, there's Miles, but we got another one. We got two right now.
I think you got one.
All right. But we've also
he thinks it's Saka.
No, we've man. Got Ethan. Cold.
He thinks Kwanzaa's the next Virgil van Dijk.
Nah, but he's saying he thinks Ethan's the one, innit? He's saying he doesn't necessarily think Miles is.
That was a sensational goal by Ethan.
Sensational. Another one midweek. Obviously, I was watching the game with Margs and Loons, and I talked him through that goal. I said, go there. And you... Nah, I'm joking. I
Stop him
said,
now.
No, but let me land.
He was like, don't shoot. That's
no, I didn't say that. That's what he said.
Oh, no. Oh. Said taking too much touches. Then he went, room.
That's what I said. That's what I said. No, because, bro, 2 seconds before that, yeah? Because he does it, innit? Ethan does this thing where it's like, there's six men in front of him, and he's like, I don't care. I'm going to knock it past one of you and shoot, and the rest of you lot are just going to move out of the way magically. And they don't, and he done that. But then the ball rebounded to him, turned into Messi, and he just licked it.
So what's the best Wonder Kid breakthrough moment? For example, Marks, or Martial was injured in a warm-up. A kid called Marcus Rashford just jumps in and scores a brace.
Well, he plays for Villa now, so that moment is...
We're talking about breakthrough, bro. We're talking about breakthrough.
Ethan is not going to Brighton.
It doesn't matter where the plane landed. The plane took off.
I don't think that was better than like a 16-year-old Rooney. Was he that 16? Seaman, one arguably one of the best goalkeepers in the league.
Oh.
Gold boots, yeah. Crossbarring
gold
in.
Umbros, because he was Umbros.
Crazy.
I'd even do one better than that. You see that breakthrough moment for him in the Champions League debut, Wayne Rooney.
Hat trick.
That was nuts.
You know what's crazy? You know when I lost my mind? When he's asking for the free kick. Because I was thinking, who is this? Is this you mad? He said, no, give me. Put the free kick down,
yeah.
And scored it. I said, nah, I was gone.
Rooney might be the best ever Wonder Kid.
That might be
best ever Wonder Kid.
In the Prem, anyway, in the Prem.
Yeah, for the Prem, yeah. Best ever Wonder Kid.
Mine has to be.
Michael Owen.
Third England
he's
cap.
He's scored against Wimbledon in the
third.
Was that the Argentina goal?
Wayne Rooney Champions League goal. So I went, the Argentina World Cup. Yeah. World Cup, like, bro, why is Michael Owen? We thought it was an impact. Listen to what the sub
commentary
said.
That was massive, though. That was massive.
He was supposed to start. They wanted to have Shearer and Sheringham up top.
No. No. You played against Croatia or Romania. You lost 2-1. He came off the bench and scored. Because you're English, clearly.
I'm British.
There you go, your thing.
Yeah.
You basically, Scottish. What happened was you lost 2-1 against Romania. Last minute, Dan Petrescu. But because Michael Owen came on that game and scored, you rewarded him with the knockout phase.
No, like, what's mad about that?
To start.
Was you born?
When?
in this match happened?
Nah.
Probably. Oh yeah, I was free. Come on. I'm out.
Free. How old are you?
95, bro.
Oh, you're old, 95? Man.
I always think you lot are mad young. You're old as well.
Come on, man. I'm hitting my 30th.
You know what, boys? I saw a stat on the weekend, and I'm sure it said that I think there's only two teenagers that have scored more goals than Ethan before they were 18.
How many has he scored?
In the Prem. And that's he's scored, I think that was his seventh yesterday. Okay. Or it might have been his eighth.
He's
not in the Prem, not in the Prem. Oh. Just goals in general.
Oh.
Just
seventh.
I think is his third in the Prem.
Don't worry, keep going.
Yeah. And I think the ones above him is Rooney.
Obviously.
Fabregas. Obviously. I don't know who the other one is.
Every teenager that always says since Rooney.
It has to.
Yeah, because that's another level.
The man said he had hair in his chest at 16, bro.
And them men are good, but even at their own club, they got to go up against Wilshere and Fabregas. So it's like, where are you, Skelly and Ethan?
I'm going to say something dramatic.
Where are you rating them?
Ooh, I like drama. Fabregas was balling at 16.
Yeah, nah, but not like this.
Wait, one second. What did you say?
Wilshere's overrated, my bad.
Thank you.
But I'm screaming, none of them landed like this.
Who?
Not like this.
Cesc landed better than all of them.
Ando. Cesc replaced Vieira.
Cesc was the big man at 16. No, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, fact. Cesc did the
balling in a cold Arsenal team.
Gilberto next.
Cesc Fabregas is balling in Champions League.
Centre midfield.
Champions League centre midfield.
Lippy, give it a minute. Just give it a minute. Think about it.
Nah. Ethan's going to be better than him.
Skelly over Fabregas. Wait, who's over Fabregas? No one's over Fabregas.
No one's over Fabregas.
Ethan's over Fabregas. Skelly's over Wilshere. Facts.
Bruh.
You got it.
I can have Skelly over Wilshere. I can have that. But there is no one over Cesc.
Lippy, give me your top five under 18s then.
Come on, my bro.
Arsenal.
At Arsenal?
Yeah, yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
At one, Fabregas. But obviously, that's... Ethan's better than him. We just can't see it yet.
No, it's your one. It's yours. No one can tell you about yours.
One is Fabregas, yeah? Two, Ethan Nwaneri. Okay. Yeah? Three, Miles Lewis-Skelly.
Everything's reactionary. Yeah?
Four, no, bro. I see.
Keep going. Don't get drawn out.
Four.
Jack Wilshere.
When did Bukayo start?
We go back. I forgot about people.
We're going back.
So one,
I forgot about
people. Can I say Ashley Cole? Is Ashley Cole one?
Yeah, actually, cool.
That's what I was saying. Did we get him?
No, he's yours.
He's not our academy. No, he's not our academy. But if we got him.
He's not Haley. He's not
Paying. If we got him when he was 16, then that ain't it.
He's on Palace on loan, man. He's Arsenal Academy graduate, man.
Because if he made it at 18 in 99, 2 years ago, 16. We got him at 16. That's not Arsenal Academy.
Boys, don't worry. Let's not get drawn out over that one.
Yeah, we'll go back.
Let them be angry in the comments.
So this is what I want to do. Number one, yeah?
Yeah. Paul, you got glasses and you're that close.
I think these men are wrong.
They are wrong. Ashley Cole has only been at Arsenal.
I knew he was Arsenal Academy.
Top five under 18s at Arsenal.
Okay, cool.
I knew it, bro.
I'll say number one. I don't even know why I went back for my man. Under 18, Ashley Cole. I didn't see him. I'll go Fabregas.
Mm.
Saka,
mm-hmm.
Ethan Nwaneri, Miles Lewis-Skelly, Jack Wilshere.
No Ashley Cole.
Wow.
No Ashley Cole's insane.
I don't remember.
He wasn't there for that. That's an honest man. You know what I thought, boys? Yeah. Obviously, we're doing best wonder kids to break through. We might have to do best old men to break through. You know. Because Chris Woods changed his mind.
Wonder Men. There's more Wonder Men.
Chris Woods changed his mind.
There's more Wonder Men.
Mateta changed his mind. Drogba did that. Mateta's got what it takes to do it, though.
Bro, you know, I thought Drogba was 21 when he moved to Chelsea the first time.
He's 26, bro.
I thought he was 26.
Yeah, that's
a
Wonder
big man.
Man
when he comes
to. That's a Wonder Man.
Yeah, he was young cooking at Marseille. Was it Marseille?
He wasn't cooking.
He moved to Newcastle. I was watching them Europa League games. I was watching them Europa League games and I went and bought him LMA manager.
And he was
He's
cold.
Been a bad
he
boy.
He was microwave. He was microwave.
LMA manager.
You see the chop thing that Ronaldo done? He was doing it first, you know? Am I wrong? He done it to Newcastle, Liverpool. Bro, sick. He was sick. I can't lie.
Loons, it's your time.
Well, go on.
Are you going to put the shades on again? Do you feel like you've won the league?
Like I said, no league's ever won in the end of gen. I said this. Whoa. I said, end of February, I'll give you your answer. Yo, wait, listen. Let me get my cranium around this. All right. I'm saying this, yeah. That result there let me know the race is on. But I never ever thought Liverpool won the league. No one in the whole world can say I've said we've won it. Do you know?
I think you're going to win the league but lose to Arsenal.
Maybe, but like I'm saying, nothing's ever won here. But like they done that 5-1. But you see what I've noticed with this team. I'm a proper encyclopedia this season. I'm a encyclopedia anyway. But this season I've been proper watching teams. Yeah, and what I do know is when Arsenal overexert themselves like that, yeah, when they have super good results, the next game is usually a draw. Or an L.
We saying they're too emotional.
An L? Do you think we exerted
Where?
Ourselves?
We've lost, you know, we've lost over 90 minutes. We've lost about four games all year.
All right, Liverpool's lost one.
No, but you're, it's not about your point. Your point was Arsenal, after the games like that, overexert ourselves.
Either draw or lose.
But if you can take a look back, we were winning like 5-0, 6-1 on the bounce. Like, this
no,
is,
but I mean,
give me an example.
Give me an example. What was your result?
You should know. You made the statement.
Bro, I don't.
He also said he's a human encyclopedia.
But you're a human encyclopedia. This is not an encyclopedia.
A human encyclopedia is someone who has vast. Yeah, and vast and complete knowledge
about a large number of diverse subjects.
All right, when you lost to Bournemouth, the game before, you overexerted yourself. I think they played Liverpool the game before.
You know that, to think you got to know.
I've got to fine tune it. But the game after, where they overexerted themselves against us, the game before, they overexerted them. They overexerted before Bournemouth. They played so well. We heard so much. To go to Bournemouth, lose. That's what happened.
Who was the game?
I can't remember.
So you're making stuff up.
Have you lost back to back?
No.
There you go.
What he's saying might be kind of true, but the only reason why that's kind of flawed is we're good for most of the time, innit? So if usually when we lose, it's after we've been good.
So the game he's talking about is Arsenal beat Southampton 3-1. This point is flawed. Try again.
They were 1-0 down.
Try again.
They were 1-0 down, they scored 3.
Thank you, man. You don't allow me, man.
We've all been there.
Talking about, I remember you overexerted yourself.
Bro, you scored three goals in the last 20 minutes, bro.
What do you mean? You overexerted yourself. You're supposed to win that game in the first 20 minutes. No, you couldn't. You went and lost against Bournemouth. You overexert yourself this time.
Bournemouth are a decent team, man.
They are very good. We smoked them.
All right, 1 minute. Let's get back in the car because you're sweating.
I'm hot. Kind of body works.
Can I say something before move on?
Good. I wasn't even going to move on. We must have exerted ourselves against Preston when we beat them 3-0 as well, because we lost 1-0 to Newcastle afterwards. This point's rubbish. The point you made is when we lose a game, it's off the back of a stressful thing.
Newcastle.
Look at the three games we've lost. Your point's rubbish.
You see what he done? You see the Preston game? You see the game before Preston? Get the Preston line up, please. Get the Preston. You see the game before the new
Preston? In the mic.
Liverpool.
Jesus, Havertz, there's people playing.
There's people, Jesus, please.
You ain't got no point, man.
How did I ask you about Liverpool and we're here?
Bro, because these men didn't let me say anything. I'm a football encyclopedia. Just like I said to you, Arsenal, yeah, they're a good team, good gaffer, all this. Their fans are too emotional. They're too emotional. They're too reactionary. They get a player. Is Liverpool going to get away from them? Yes, we are.
You're sweating.
We're going to get away from them.
He's hot. Are Arsenal as good as everybody says they are? Because with them,
they're very good.
No, but like this six, I don't understand why you are tempering your expectations and that. Like, it's 6 points. You should be winning this league, bro. When City was 6 points behind them, every man and his dog knew City was going to win the league. You have been fighting with City for the past three seasons. You have been arguably, if not the best, the second best team in the country for three seasons now. Where are you now?
Two and a half seasons now. That's better.
They're second. I mean, for three seasons now, then you haven't been the first or the second best team in the country. Bro, you just should know that you're going to chase Liverpool down and beat them. You don't expect Liverpool to lose two games to the end of the season.
I think they'll lose two games, but I think we'll lose two games. We can lose as well. Because this is the thing, yeah? I hear what you're saying, that.
You should win this league. Honestly, you have to win this league, bro.
Greg said you man are done losing this year.
You've got to win this league, I lie. Like, you've got to do it. It's your league.
Who beats Liverpool?
Hold on.
I don't know.
If the crowd saw Greg, they'll believe him. That's a wise
facts.
Face.
He's got a wise beard.
No, facts. That's a wise
beard.
Greg, if Felix said it, I don't know.
Felix fell over just there. But,
huh?
Did I tell you what?
Bournemouth was going to do us. Yeah, you did.
Bro, we're doing a show. Why do you whisper that to me?
No, because they were talking. I just whispered it to you so we can have that convo. They were talking.
Ah, so say it on the mic.
This guy's a fool.
Hey, didn't you tell me that Bournemouth were going to take some points over?
Yeah, I was wrong. Yeah. What does that mean?
He's just saying he's wrong. Who's gonna stop us?
Lippy, just go back.
Who's gonna stop us?
We're saying if Bournemouth can't stop you, no one can stop you.
These men thought Bournemouth was gonna stop us.
Anybody could take points.
Marks, he's just said, yeah, that he doesn't say Liverpool can win the league or all of that. But then in this comment here, he says, who's gonna stop us? Which is almost like a rhetorical question say.
Who,
but
I'm asking you lot a question.
So do you think you're gonna win? So you should win the league by rights then?
Exactly. Bro, who wins the league going from fourth to first? It don't really happen. So we're not supposed to.
So what are you saying? It's contradicting.
We are favourites to do it. We are favourites to do it because one team didn't show up.
Loons. Are Liverpool gonna win the league?
We have got a high percentage. Are Arsenal gonna win the league? You laughing. Are Arsenal gonna win the league?
Spo, don't get drawn out by Lumos.
We got a high percentage.
Stanley, you ain't got a high percentage.
Oh, don't we?
There's only 100% in this. If Liverpool got 60%, how much do Arsenal have?
Arsenal got more experience in fighting for a title in the last 2 years.
Huh?
Arsenal got more experience in fighting for a title for the last 2 years. Last year, it went down to the last game of the season.
No, that's bad maths, though.
That means they got a decent chance as anybody. It's February now, bruv. We're getting into the business end of the season. Arsenal are prime for this, bro.
We're not supposed to be here. These are facts.
Exactly. So then this proves my point.
No, Mark, you're right. This guy's just, I don't know what his point is. He has no point.
Man said, when we lost Klopp, man was like, oh, you're going to get a new manager. It's going to cost you. Yeah? We've got a new manager, he's running away with everybody. Like, I don't get it. We've got bare things against us. It's supposed to be you lot, like he's saying. Mark said it,
no,
you have been
disputing
the second
that.
Best team in the league. The first
no
best
one's
team
disputing that.
Is lost the will.
We're disputing what
and
you say.
And you still are the second best team.
So you got all this no chat, sense. But man asks you, are you going to win the league and you're all Uman and Aryan. You're at Egypt.
Bro,
man.
Bro, you know why? You know what I've learned? You know what I've learned in life?
What have you learned?
I've watched Arsenal fans do, we're winning the league. Same man that said that said, get the gaffer out.
Do you think you saying you're going to win the league hurts you, your chances of winning the league?
You just don't jinx yourself,
are you,
man.
Superstitious?
No, but you know what I don't like? I don't like people saying to me, you said you was going to. If I knew if we was going to win, if we was going to 100% win the league, I'd put money on it. Do you know what I'm saying?
You can't hedge your bets, man. You got to go for it.
Do you know you're the biggest, I told you, man.
Yeah, very, very much so. That's why I know from who I am. Like, if you said to me, we're going to win the league,
you're parking,
I'll be at your door.
You're parking the bus.
You told me.
Let's park in the bus.
You told me you're going to win it.
I don't care. You see me? I don't know if you lot have noticed, yeah? Sometimes I do it. 75s. Let's say.
Whatever it is, you do
100%.
You do it. Yeah, you
46%. I don't care what a man said, bro. To V's life. Who cares what a man said? Like, loads of people said Arsenal's going to. You lot said Arsenal's going to finish sixth this year. We're still second.
All right, so he's giving you advice there.
I'm not listening to that. I listen to these Man United man tell me, what's his name? Ralph Ragnick.
Ragnarok.
We got Jurgen Klopp's teacher.
Yeah, I remember.
Give me all that jargon.
I remember.
We got the man that taught Jurgen Klopp, bro. We're back.
Klopp does look up to Ralph.
You see one thing with me? I just learn. You see when we sign people and people walk in the door, just don't say nothing.
Klopp does look up to Ralph,
though. You never heard me say a word about Slot. Never heard me say a word about Chiesa. You don't hear me say, get out. You don't hear me say, get him.
It's crazy. So we've never heard you say anything, but it's always I told you.
A lie.
Let's move on. Yeah,
wait. You can't do that.
This is
what I said. I told you.
This ain't gonna make. It's not gonna make the edit.
No.
Not gonna make the edit.
I want to know what you're doing.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yes.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.